I'm trying to live a soft girl life, not era.
Hey, man, y'all spend some time with your kids. They out here fucking up everything.
When it's all said and done, I hope you paid attention.
When you come from it, don't forget that you come from it.
Stars, atmosphere, trappy but still classy here. New cast and we back, you know what it is. Black and independent, continuing Nip's marathon. Deep conversations are loud, we smoke the megaphone. We got bite size, we got caught alive. We finna talk about it and we ain't telling lies. Plenty topics trending, this what we recommending. Grab a drink, roll a blunt, enjoy what we presenting. End of the day, you know we do it for y'all. Podcast trapping and we serving them all.
I ain't doing nothing random.
Hey, back again. Stars atmosphere. Whole gang in here. It's been a little goddamn extended break. We had spring break, you know what I'm talking about? But we back, and we got a fire guest this week. How y'all been this week?
Everything been good, man. Everything been good. Keeping it in the road, you know, between the white lines.
That's always good. How about you?
I can't complain. I'm maintaining.
That's what's up. But like I said, we got a guest. I'm great.
We got a special guest, more like a friend to the room. One third of one of the hottest, dopest podcasts this side of the Mason Dixon.
Not the Mason Dixon.
You know? Use my shit. Oh, yeah.
That's what I did.
Oh, this your boy Hell Mary. Like you said, one third of the Talks Talk podcast. And I'm going to pop my shit and say the number one podcast on y'all podcast in South Carolina.
Don't come in here talking
shit
now.
Hey, man, I got to pop my shit, man. Hey.
I mean, it's okay because y'all put in a whole lot more work. I ain't even going to be funny. Y'all do put in more footwork. Okay. You might pull up at Arby's and see Talk is Talk stick on the damn speaker.
Or the damn shell.
We're not going that hard. We need to.
So you feel like y'all got the hottest, like y'all the best podcast?
How the fuck will you not?
Yeah, and that's another thing.
I think they do.
No, I'm agreeing. I listen every day. I'm an avid listener. Like.
Yeah,
right. And we go through this all the time about who your name keep coming up, but I don't want to give it to you.
I mean, I feel like I'm probably one of the best. I feel like I'm in the top 10% of podcasters in the South, in the state. I feel like I can confidently say that.
I always tell you, Cole.
You have.
I always say. You one of the best podcasters I know, just because of the way you.
Yeah. But you know.
Yes, you know, I'm more of an interviewer. Because people ain't going to like my opinion.
Why not?
But see, that's shock jock type.
You know what I'm saying? I don't look like anything I fucking say.
Some of you, I mean.
Like a 12-year-old. I mean.
Fuck you.
And it's already begun.
I get that a lot, though. I tell people that, though. I feel like it's. Fucking grown woman in a 17-year-old body, but it's not my fault, guys.
That's not a slight, though, to look youthful. I mean, would you rather look?
No, it's 45? Not. But it's getting so when I'll appreciate it when I'm 50, but I ain't 50 yet.
Okay? Appreciate it now.
I feel like it, and I haven't grew since 7th grade, so it's like it's weird, bro. It's weird. Sex
life? You ain't even got no crow's feet.
What?
What do you mean?
We ain't even 5 minutes.
Not kiss and tell.
Oh, okay.
Am I going? Home?
What?
Huh?
Am I going or something? Fuck no, I ain't.
Well, I all I know is geographic locations have been exchanged.
How you feel about Shango?
Y'all on here snitching. Oh!
Nobody said anything.
Ain't nobody said nothing. I just said geographical locations have been exchanged.
Y'all, how serious does that mean it is? Because y'all know, I'm not... Y'all, this is funny. Okay, so we're not talking about sex life, but just dating life. And I'm going to give the woman perspective because I know a lot of men are always like, why y'all so hard? Y'all act like niggas. But y'all, this is hilarious because my homegirl called me earlier. I'm not going to say who it is. But she called me, and she talked to this little young nigga, and he trying. And she's like, Jazz, he trying. It's weird. Da, 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 da. And so
they don't even know how to receive.
Like, and that's what I'm trying to tell her. But it's so funny, because, like, they had got into a little spat. And so she texted him, and she was like, we good? I was like, why did you text him that? That's like, nigga, don't do that. And it literally took us, like, 30 minutes to try to think of something sweet to say.
And
I was like, why are we like this? But I don't know. Because that used to be the person who told me how to flirt. I ain't know how to flirt back in the day. So I used to take her my phone back when I was engaged to this person, and she used to talk for me because, bitch, I ain't got time. I'm working.
I talked for a few niggas.
Yeah, like I was supervising at the time. Like, I don't have time. Like, this nigga was overseas. Like, I don't have time to finesse you. Like,
well, I'm
I
beside you telling you what to text.
Yeah, and no, now she done lost
erase
it.
That.
But back to what you were saying, are you saying something about the location thing? Like, how serious?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to gauge it. How serious does that mean we
I'm
are?
Not sharing my location. Because, for one, Apple don't be 100% accurate. And it just always starts some shit.
How you
I
feel
just
about
always
your
learn.
Sharing your location with a girl, sharing her location with you?
I don't got my location on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nobody to know where I'm at ever, right? And the problem I see with a relationship, ain't sharing locations. The minute you not where you say you at, ain't we just asking for problems?
Yep.
But I mean, you're already lying when you're not where you say
it's
you're
not
anyway,
necessarily
so it's
lying.
Already a problem.
If you're in the streets, you might be rotating.
Yeah, I might have got the tour. I might have started out over here, but now I ended up here.
The only people locations I check, because like I said, when this happened earlier this week, I haven't checked his not once. But it was just funny because as soon as I sent mine, because, okay, so this is even how it started. Got my hair done, and then I got called into work. So y'all know I work two jobs. So I got off at 6 a.m. Monday, went to work 8 to 2, went straight to the shop to get my hair done. While I'm at the shop getting my hair done, they like, you want some OT? So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to get my money back for these braids. So boom, I leave the shop to go straight to work. Of course, you know I post a picture. So, of course, he's trying to see me. And I'm like, I'm at work. He was like, oh, I just find it funny how you get your hair done and all of a sudden you working overtime. So that's how the location got shared. Because I'm like, nigga, you already capping.
Oh, fuck you.
But he sent it back.
Fuck you.
So, like, he sent my break money. So
I guess my mindset behind the whole sharing location topic is like, why you need to know where a motherfucker at
just
all
call
the time?
Me.
Like, why you want to know?
But what
I don't
want to
know
is
where
I don't
you
check
at
it.
All the time. I mean, what's
but
the point?
I don't
so
know.
What's
I
the
think
point,
more,
then? You ain't
think,
checking it?
I think it's more of the sentiment, honestly.
Man, it's already making the nigga feel like a certain way if you have not given him that leeway. That's why I say not do it until y'all officially sync it up.
I talked to a girl one time. She said she feels safer, though, just with her.
For safety purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, get you your ass out of the element of danger and goddamn get somewhere normal.
I can see that.
I've only
kid,
shared
man.
It with another person.
I don't even got my son location no more. So once he turned 18, I gave it back to him.
But your reason
for I had his location. I gave
your
it back
reason
to
for
him.
Checking his location son. Would be you're not trusting where he.
No, I don't know. Maybe like,
but
just
you
like
ain't
because
even checked it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I haven't even checked
it.
But that's me. Y'all, again, I'm not the average girl. Like, I'm pretty sure the regular girl might be checking that shit every day. I'm not about to check it. I might think about that nigga and be like, oh, is he at work? Let me check his location before I even text. Oh, he at work. I ain't worried about it.
Okay.
Type shit.
Okay.
Like, but no, I'm not about to just. No, I don't even check Jalen's location. Like, if you can't tell me where the fuck you at, I just don't even know where the fuck you at.
Yeah, I don't check my kids' location until I need to know where they at.
They all
share
their location with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got my youngest son, but my oldest son.
But my oldest daughter, though, she took me off of her shit when she got grown because she got tired of me. Why you in Roebuck? You know what I mean? I'm saying shit like that. She's like, what difference do it make?
See, that's my homegirls.
And see,
that's
having multiple phones, I love phones, like, at the house. I'm thinking it's somewhere else. But it ain't telling me it's at the house. It's somewhere around the house.
Gotcha.
So once I seen that, I'm like, bro, I don't want to do the location shit.
What the hell you wanted to say? It's in the kitchen cabinet?
No, I wanted to say my address, like, where it's at.
It wouldn't even say that?
No. It had me on Calhoun Memorial. And I'm like...
And see, that's what my kids should have do sometimes. It don't even be accurate.
Yeah,
you know what
that's
saying?
Why I said, like, I'm not going to keep arguing and... I know I ain't done nothing, but you going with the data instead of trusting me.
Yeah, so it's basically,
it's not accurate.
They never lied to me like that.
Yeah,
but bro. Like I said, I'm not checking it unless I need it.
Because I'm freaking out. I'm like, damn, did I drop my phone out the car? Done goddamn got into the, got to spend another $1,200, $1,300. And then I get home, like, man, that motherfucker right here, shit, talking about Calhoun Memorial. I'm thinking shit at the hot spot or something because that's the last place I left.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this shit's some bullshit.
Maybe you should just keep
that
up
happened
with
to me
your
with my AirPods before. I lost some bitches somewhere, and it was, like, over in this area. I'm like, this shit not even...
Yeah, so I'm like, you're going to end up in more arguments behind that location just because when a person looking, they going to find something. They want to find something. And you just gave it to them, in my opinion.
What's worse, that, sharing locations, or going through a motherfucking phone? Like, what's...
Going through somebody's phone,
don't bruh.
Don't fucking touch my phone.
For real,
please,
for real.
Thank you.
Like, it's just...
You ever went through a bitch phone?
when I was like 20, 21, like being adulthood. No, I don't want to be in that bitch.
I ain't gonna say a bitch, but I did this. I went through my wife phone, like, you know, cause she just leave it hanging around. I don't got the way I leave. I can kind of leave mine hanging around now. You know what I'm saying? But I went through it like extensively. Like she sleep. I'm talking about. I'm going
through. You ain't have to feel rushed.
Like, well, I got a story after this. Go ahead.
But I'm talking about. I'm going through. And boy, she listened to this. She go, oh, fucking no for sure. But I don't know why I did it. But I'm talking about like hours just. Going through all the old text messages, going through Pinterest and
everything.
Just everything that you could message
but
somebody.
But were you fishing or were you just looking to see what, like...
You were just being nosy.
I don't know. But what I did find, it had to do with no nigga, but what I did find, I didn't like the way she was handling certain business. Mm,
okay.
So... I was like, damn, I don't like the way she.
And how you gonna bring it up?
You can't.
Cause she gonna say how you know that.
Yeah, right. I'm like, why you having business like that? But at the same time, what you doing in a goddamn phone for?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta deal with that shit.
You see that story?
Yeah, I had this nigga go through my phone, and I ain't just gonna say this nigga because he was like a significant ex. But either way it goes, I woke up and that mug, like he said, had been through it for hours. Like, and you know how I know he'd been through hours? Because we were broke up at the time, but we were still fucking around. Mm. And so I don't know how he got in the house. See, anybody goes, he gets in the house.
How he got in the house?
You opened the door.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Fuck a phone. You know how he got in the house.
That's a problem. I mean, that's not, like, that wasn't unexpected from him. He had been doing this shit for months. So, like, boom. I wake up, he in the corner. I can tell you done been going through my phone. But the nigga had been going through it so long to the fact, like, every nigga in my phone name was an emoji. You done went through my group chat and cross-referenced times with these other messages and figured out who the emojis is. Like,
wow.
You gotta be knocked out, man.
We had went out the night before. It was me and Katie drunk. When I tell you, the next day I was going to Orlando, and he cussed me and Katie out for like 7 hours straight. Like, we left the house. I'm going to get nails done. He calling on speakerphone, cussing some more. Like, I got cussed out that whole day. It was quite hilarious. Mm. I bet he won't go through nobody else's phone.
Slipping on your pimp.
Have y'all went through a girl phone?
Yeah, well, I was like 20, 22.
Right. But that's, I'm talking about, you done went through it since you've been grown?
No. Well, no, wait, yeah. I went to my baby mama phone, my daughter mama phone one time.
Okay.
It went, and I felt like I was looking for some shit right then.
Now, when you go looking for it, you find out.
I searched social media, DMs, texts.
She's smooth.
I ain't find shit.
Ain't that worse than a girl going through your phone and you sleep, though, and you wake up.
That's the worst feeling,
ain't nothing worse than a girl going through your phone and seeing you getting curved. That's the worst.
I'm with Hail Mary on this because I didn't been in this position. Like, you fucked up, drunk, sleep, whatever, 3 a.m, she's standing over you. Who is this bitch? Or who is XYZ? Yeah. You damn near defenseless because you
are defenseless.
What might help say?
You know? Oh yeah, that's exactly what happened because I went through.
What lie can you tell? You damn near in a fog when you wake up.
You can't lie, man.
Like, you can't even do nothing.
I love this current state I'm in where I can just tell the truth, regardless of circumstance.
How old are you, Trap?
42.
It took you till you was 40 to do that?
Nah, I've been living like that about the last 5 years. It's just easier that way.
Doing the math in the head.
I'm just wondering at what age does it stop? So yeah, okay.
Setting clear expectations, like what it gonna be, what it ain't gonna be, like.
You're setting boundaries now.
Yeah, this how I'm rolling. You don't like it, you gotta find somewhere else to go.
Jumping some topics, what we got?
It's a good bit of them. Did y'all see Meech with the side chick pregnant?
No.
Lil
Meech.
Yeah.
So he's Summer Walker, right?
Mm-hmm. DMs had got involved. Some of them. DM the girl the whole night. She is the queen of jumping in DMs.
I can't even be mad because I used to be Summer Walker because I'm going to get to the bottom of this shit.
I feel you, but I ain't look at them.
Does she look better than Toronto?
Hell, there's so many at this point. I don't even know which ones is which because Meech was messing with Selena Powell girl that she recorded.
No, the one from Toronto had the big forehead. It had to change.
Is that the light skin one?
They both are light skin. But the one that wasn't in the elevator.
This one here, I think, look, is Hispanic, maybe.
Why do women think they not gonna share these cool niggas, though? That's the craziest shit.
It's more about respect. Wait. And it's different now because of the social media.
The coldest shit ever was what Nipsey Hussle said. I am to be experienced, not possessed. So,
and do you think cool Nipsey, niggas what happened when Nipsey passed? Ain't nobody come out the woodworks fucking with Lauren. So again, it goes back to
that's
what I said.
That's more of a respect thing.
It's about what I just say. It's about respect. These niggas, I've always told y'all, niggas is gonna cheat. They're going to cheat.
So you cool with your man cheating, right?
I'm not cool with the motherfucking thing, but if I don't know he's cheating, then how? Again, if I don't know he's cheating, how am I punishing him for cheating?
I mean, if you know.
That's completely different story. I'm going upside his fucking head. Okay. But it's like Boosie said, it's the right way to do the wrong thing, period. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So what's the backlash from this Meek shit? Like he addressed it.
I guess how are we looking at Summer Walker now though? Like I feel like
she always been that kind of chick to me. Like you know
what kind of chick?
A goofy.
Why you think she a goofy?
She fucking with London. I mean, she's fucking with London.
You went where I was going.
On some goofy. Like, oh God. She's always been that kind of chick to jump out on some shit and.
So you think she found
love? We just said
fast?
That when Glow was there. That money don't unlame you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She's always been that way. Like, jump out too fast, DM another bitch, post it on
she was doing that with London?
Yeah,
London,
I didn't follow her.
Yeah,
up that damn. Yeah, I don't even follow her.
What's that little other nigga she fuck with? Some nigga named Larry or something?
Yeah, the little what, the producer nigga? No, both of them producers.
So,
but,
that's
yeah.
always been her perception
but,
of me.
But the thing is, it's like she always, to me, dating down. And I'm not, in Meek's case, I'm not saying
some
that because Meek's
like
celebrity. Yeah, so Meek's celebrity is at a level right now. So maybe she not dating down, but the niggas before that. I mean, we know London did some beats, but motherfuckers ain't
London,
usually
London
checking for
right then.
The I feel like
put it away. He could have walked in the studio, and the motherfucking average nigga wouldn't have knew who the fuck he was.
But I still don't know. I'm still sitting here.
I just know he be saying yeah. London on the track. That's all I know.
I know that much. Exactly. That's it.
Okay, so that's why I said like her celebrity
so,
was strong.
Okay, so
here.
Just off of that, y'all. That's all y'all know about the nigga, right?
Yep.
How many times y'all done heard that shit?
I mean, I've heard it enough.
So that's how you know.
But I didn't know that's the same London he was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm saying. Yeah. So just hit. She the bigger box office draw in this case. Even with Meech, because this bitch will sell out a goddamn tour.
But she might also, y'all, I really think, like, dating is a reflection of a female self-esteem, too, because...
Agreed.
If she's probably not dating up because she sees herself on a different level than what we see her on.
And
if
you keep letting these niggas mad at you.
It's going to be a challenge.
You keep letting
now,
all these
niggas
mad at you.
Now, that's this new age shit. All of these little kids be wanting to have unprotected sex and stuff. I don't know. That's just some new age shit. And I don't know why they think that they can't catch diseases.
Okay, so we were doing protected sex.
I was about to say, niggas been fucking raw for a minute.
What? I was not.
I'm not.
Doing
I don't
that.
Got them slapping their shields on.
I was using protected sex.
I ain't want no
sex.
Kids. Now, with my girl, yeah, I was fucking my girl raw, but like, shit, when
you
I was young.
You never fucking
random raw for? Hell no.
I'm going to tell you this.
I ain't that irresponsible.
I'm going to tell you this.
I'm not.
Irresponsible.
I was seriously. Green, y'all. Like, again, I came from mild, and I told you my struggle meal was salmon patties and cabbage. Like, no. No, no. Put it like this. J-Lo was trying to tell me the tea the other day. She told me, oh, you know his daddy from Frontline. Yeah, it took me 20 minutes to figure out she was really talking about Green Line.
I'm about to say,
oh, Lord, Frontline.
Like, but that's how
Green. The news?
No.
But she didn't know what, she don't know what Crestwood is. Like, she don't know nothing. That's how Green I was at her age. So, you sticking that where? Without what? No, sir.
Now, I tried one time. That's bear. Now, eventually, I did go there, but that first, right? That was my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I was always this, you know, I was kind of like a wild nigga, always out drinking, drunk. And if a motherfucker happened to want to spread a ledge for me at the end of the night, depending on what's going on, I got to get her here before she changed her mind, for one. You know what I'm saying? I got to, you know what I mean?
She stop up.
But every single time that I said this, damn, I need to put a rubber on with her. Every single time I said that and didn't do it.
They ended up pregnant.
I caught something.
Oh.
Every single time.
Was not expecting that plot twist.
Yeah. I say this, like, the piggyback on what he said, at that point in time, it's so late in the night, you so fucking drunk, she finna give you some pussy. I nine times out of ten, your mind not going no fucking condom. You're not thinking
it. No, you're not.
You're not thinking it.
Uh-uh. See, I didn't start drinking until I was older. Like, I was probably 26 when I started drinking. So, I didn't have any. Okay.
So, you ain't playing ahead. On the way, I already know.
It's been times where I have been prepared.
I'm stopping at the store. I already know what time it is. I know why I'm going over here.
I was all square.
Now, it's a Tuesday, and I just done went by swag.
Yeah,
no intentions at all.
You just pull something out of
there. And then something pop up, and I'm like, man, I'm not finna go to Spinks across the street. I gotta go left and go straight over here.
Matter of fact, you remember that night I had went out with y'all, the rain, that I was so fucking drunk?
Oh, Lord.
That night,
Hey, look, we were doing this to you that night, but you got drunk, though. But
I was so fucked up.
But we were trying.
I was already fucked up when we were recording. I hear something raw that night.
I was telling Noah, I said, gosh, bro, check on
but
phone.
You won't eat no coochie on the
first day. Right, but you won't eat coochie on the first day, but you gonna eat a raw.
I'm not doing that.
So you never did that. Hell.
First time out?
Something bad. Why you tell me you ain't gonna eat something? Bro, what?
This is your audition, baby. You better show up.
What? If you do that hand test and that motherfucker smelling all right, well, you got to go on.
I ain't did it, man.
Gotta go home, man.
What?
Boy. I ain't did it.
For real. But, yeah, I just feel like Summer Walker need to make better decisions, but when it comes to men.
Speaking of decisions and men, what do y'all feel about Keke Palmer, Usher?
That was next. It's a lot of caveats to break down. So, yeah, let's take this piece by piece. I have a compound question after that. Let's take this piece by piece. Keke Palmer, Baby Daddy. Baby Daddy worth half a mil to a mil.
She's worth seven.
She worth a 7 mil.
I
agree with
Nard
from y'all's show. He can leave. He don't need that bitch. Yeah, I have me at all.
I mean, you don't need a bitch. Again, I'm not even talking financially wise. I'm just saying as far as relationship.
This the thing. Okay, well,
she went to the Usher show. Mm-hmm. He got a residency in Vegas. She went to the show. She went in a seductive dress.
Nah, it wasn't seductive. That bitch went in her hoedown.
Okay. That was a hoedown to y'all?
I said seductive. He said
hoedown. Yeah, hoedown. You can see the whole...
So would you let your girlfriend wear that?
Fuck no.
But I know a lot of women are starting to wear that.
And that wasn't bad compared to what most women are wearing.
Agreed. You know what I'm saying? But most people ain't got the shape to fit the clothes they be in, too.
That's really for a girl
but
her size.
But that's not like, but that's what I'm saying.
Her size.
I have noticed that since I was younger, outside of colorism, there really needs to be a damn shapeism or something. I don't know what the word going to be. But you can't, just because she got a little bit of curves now, she, you, you
so play. Where is that outfit appropriate at, though?
It was appropriate for a concert.
In Vegas to a residency?
Yeah, that was appropriate to wear there.
I don't agree with that.
Where you thought she was going
to
wear it to?
Man, that's the same bitch you can buy in the goddamn lobby wearing that same fucking outfit when you get to Vegas. Because it is legal. Prostitution is legal. That's the same shit she going to have
that
on.
That was not even
the
that
The only
revealing.
World she could have been with that on know. Is the strip club, bruh.
Well, he just said her whole ass was out. So what's the difference between what she had on and what Lizzo had on with her whole fucking ass out?
But that's what I'm saying. Lizzo's shit was actually cut out. This shit was see-through. She had on a bodysuit up under a dress.
Lizzo went to the fucking Lakers game and sat courtside with her ass on the seat. She went
like,
to a fucking
bare
show.
Ass.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So what we really...
Man, but we that's what I'm saying. That
we
had ass
to a nigga saying R&B. That shit ain't needed.
Like it's, but said, again, you have to understand club. It from a female's perspective.
If we in the strip club, that's probably what...
That was not a strip club
man,
outfit.
Man, fuck that.
Can you let it in a strip club?
Man, no.
She ain't wearing it out with me, bro.
And see, that's what I was saying. I ain't got to the show late, but I said, I'm more upset about what she had on. Maybe, you know, Usher is a little heartthrob for her. I might could have been like, okay, you got the... But the outfit was already...
We already argued before we got there. Because of the outfit.
I'm thinking he knew what the fuck she had on. He seen her before she left the house.
That's why he got the tweeting. They argued for that bitch left.
He more upset because Usher brought
her. No.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't argue before she left because they was already gone. They was like, this is like a girls type thing. They doing a weekend.
Yeah.
So she already out the house. So he mad as hell. Probably never that newborn mother won't quit crying, might be colicky, whatever the hell. But he, the motherfucker aggravated. Because he went straight to Twitter. That's what he went wrong.
He fucked up right then when he went.
That's what he went wrong.
Yes, that was very fierce.
No.
That was this.
Don't put your business in the goddamn streets.
What happened to this? Cause I used to do this shit when I was younger. You know what I mean? I'm going to say my baby mama at the time. If she would go on somewhere and I didn't like the outfit, it's going to be hell her getting out the house.
Yeah.
But that's what he's saying. She was already gone. Yeah.
I don't have her nerves so bad she don't want to go.
But now I'm talking about hell like, But I might cut your clothes up.
Well,
some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it might be. It's going to be.
No, that happened to my sister. Her boyfriend tried to burn her fucking shirt off of her. Lord, like, he didn't like her top. She had big titties.
I remember my homeboy going out. His old lady did this shit. Throw bleach all over his shit. Had his clothes laid out.
Too clean. Too clean.
Throw bleach all over his shit.
Mm. It was that fresh type shit? Like, he was...
But it was some good... But it was some shit he had just bought.
Too clean. Oh, yeah. But she ruined
that shit. Hell,
you ain't took me on a date this week? You think you about to go out looking clean? Nigga, fuck you. Man. But I do shit like hide it. I be gonna put it in my trunk or something. I ain't gonna destroy it.
Yeah, he ain't destroy
it. Okay, so from that aspect, just looking at it strictly from the aspect of Usher... You know, singing.
I just felt like she was too friendly.
So just Usher breaking your lady up there, singing to her. Are you cool with that? Are you...
I guess I'm going to have to be because it's Usher, right? I'm a fan of Usher's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be able to deal with that. But once she stood up and the world seen her ass, okay. I'm mad. Okay. I'm mad as fuck.
I'm not so mad as Usher singing to her because... It's part of the show. You would think it's part of his show.
Plus, why can't you pick
she probably had a crush on Usher growing up. This is a big moment for her. I ain't even going to hate it out.
She already famous. She don't need no extra spotlight.
Yeah, I ain't even going to hate it out. I'm going to let her have a moment.
He's not doing that to the regular chicks because he brought up Joe Budden, old lady. He did the shit with Sweetie. He did the shit with, you know, it's part of the show.
I don't want to say what I want to say because it's going to lead us to my other question because y'all seen
what... Say what you say.
Okay, so y'all seen what Winnie Harlow did.
That's some corny shit.
Cornball.
You think it was corny?
Corny as fuck.
Cornball.
Super corny.
What did Winnie do?
She jumped in Kyle Kuzma's lap. Usher came by getting ready to sing to her. She hopped in her lap. Hopped in Kyle Kuzma's lap. Her boyfriend lap.
Why is that corny?
I don't know why they think it's corny.
Did you see? You know what it is, man. It's part of the show. Like,
but she don't want to be a part of it, though. So she letting you know.
And you hear what Usher said
to
her.
That's like when it...
You hear what Usher said to her. And you chose right then. And you kept walking.
Yeah.
I
mean, like, it's...
Because I'm feeling great about Kyle Kuzma,
but it's just like, bitch, you were drawing too much attention to it. It was more than, bitch, he was saying to somebody else.
Got up and sat in his lap. Because I'm telling you
he
now,
being
I got...
extra.
Being super extra.
Extra. I thought that was extra.
She's super being funny. Extra, but Kiki gets up with her whole ass out. We can't win.
That Kiki was extra, too.
The outfit set the tone with the outfit.
You're right, women need to be sitting down somewhere.
Like, we can't, not even that. Yeah. That would have been my first instinct because I know niggas, I wish I would have got up. They would have pulled me by my damn hair. So, my mouth would, let me go ahead.
You see, I ain't going to embarrass you. That's my thought behind it. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm going to let you have a moment, but we definitely finna argue when we get to the car. Hell, we arguing on the way up the steps out the goddamn venue.
I just got stared at.
Bring your motherfucking ass on. Like, now I'm about to get into it with another nigga because he hear me talking to mine and he got something to say about it.
Yeah, that's respect.
But it's extra.
That's respect.
That's corny. Absolutely.
That's respect.
That's corny. And extra. I don't understand.
I'm good. And you would have kept it moving.
You see what Sweetie did? Sweetie act like she didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
No, Sweetie kept it pee. That's completely different. That's a whole different bitch.
Sweetie didn't want YG to smack the fire.
She kept it pee. Well, I wish Kiki would have did that. But I don't have any disrespect for what Wendy did because she know how her nigga gonna react.
I'm kind
of
with Trap.
It ain't disrespecting what she did. I just felt like it really wasn't needed. Just tell the nigga gone.
I'm with Trap when it comes to that.
I'm gonna be extra.
That's NBA money too.
Man,
that's that NBA money.
And he just signed 4 years, $90 million.
Yeah. Man, what was she supposed to do?
I got my girl up too now.
Who that?
Who?
Wendy.
She's a model, but she ain't NBA money, but the same way I said Kiki can leave, she can leave. I think she's
she can suffice.
I feel like Kiki boyfriend, baby daddy, whatever, he went left when he went to social media talking about you a mother and this and that. Like,
that has nothing to do with it. Outfit has nothing to do with being a mom.
It ain't because them kids gonna see that and be like, mama had her ass out.
They're not thinking about that shit.
But when they're 18.
Yeah.
No, when they're 18, that's why I feel like
a respectable woman is going
to
run it by her man.
Wrong.
How you feel about this outfit?
Hold on now. You just said some powerful shit there, now. She said that now that her child is older, that she don't mind showing her ass a little bit more, but I'm guessing when she was younger, you was more
reserved. Raised her on some NDIRE shit.
Still reverse. Because if I'm older and my mama got there doing that shit, I'm more mad about it than I didn't know what you were doing
when
I was younger.
Because
I didn't know what
you
were doing.
No, that's why when me and her be into it, I had to break it down to her
I'm telling my mama, hey, man, let them young bitches have that shit. Mama, take that shit off, man.
Yeah.
Take that shit off.
Hell no.
You should have did it when I was...
You think I'm not going to wear it? I'm wearing it.
How old are you, Jay?
I'm I'm 35.
Okay. Yeah, 35.
So let me ask you this. Do your daughter, does she move like you? However that may be. I'm not trying to pick.
Hell no. Because she don't know how I move. Like.
She got a sense of, she got an idea. She had to.
Winnie Harlow got a net worth of $4 million.
The only thing Jayla knows is that she gets cash out.
$4 million. So she going to goddamn, she going to do that.
Other than that, no, she don't know. The last person she seen me with, like, cohabitate was him.
Okay.
Since then, she's only met one other person, and we've been broke up, like, what, 6 years?
Okay.
Yeah, so okay, Hail Mary pointed out what was she supposed to do. Okay, I can agree with that. But if she was with gang and them, us have been right in that bitch face. On everything I love, us has been right in that bitch face, serenading the fuck out of her.
But that's different.
You with a $90 million nigga, you can't get out of pocket. Because you need the nigga. Yeah, you might got $4 million, but this nigga here done made 36.
And let's not forget
and just
this.
Added 90 to it.
Let's not forget this. Nobody want Usher fucking they bitch either. Let's not
forget. Don't he got herpes?
Usher got the dirty dick. Yeah. The dirty dick name, you know what I mean? But don't nobody want Usher around they bitch, now, for real.
Because that motherfucker sang his ass out. But we ain't a girl
and
nothing naked.
That are still fuck that nigga.
Oh, for sure.
Go fuck him.
Yeah. And I think twice about
it. Go fuck him. You ask 100 women. Okay.
If you ask 100 women.
Hold up now. I'm finna call your shit on the carpet now.
Call it.
So.
Usher can walk in right now. I'm not fucking him.
You already said what I was going to say.
Before herpes.
Hold up, wait.
Pre-herpes.
I wouldn't fuck no pre-herpes. Which y'all fail to realize, I seen a TikTok the other day. Yeah, I fuck with niggas who have money, but that shit's not going to be a, like, deal. I mean, it's not a deal breaker because money is not an STD. I don't get it just because I fuck you. So, therefore, like, no, if I don't fuck with you, I don't vibe with you, I'm just not going to fuck with you, period. How much money you got in your pockets?
Usher walk in the studio right now, right through the door right now. He said, what's up? Jazz, let's roll.
No.
You ain't going to leave.
I'm going to ask him the same questions I asked another nigga. Where are we going? Why?
Can
I
follow you?
That's where we're going to get something to eat.
Okay, I will follow
Rose
you.
Rose
I don't fucking
right
know.
Road.
I'm not. I don't know you.
But see, Usher is more than just some money. Usher is a icon that plays to women. Like he's a heartthrob.
Thing.
Yeah, that's his thing.
Again, I'm not the average woman. That does not turn me on. Don Tripp would have a better chance of walking in and me following
okay.
him out than Usher.
Okay, what about Brian Pumper?
No, don't even know who that is.
Porn star.
Yeah. Porn, I don't do porn like that, though. Except for Twitter porn, but I don't be watching enough to know their names.
Damn, do I watch it too much, then?
You kind of can't. Get around this shit all the fucking time.
Shit, let's move around. Let's, 3 minutes or less on these next couple. They say Stevie J got a meal ticket from Faith Evans.
Spousal support. I didn't see that. That's news to me. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Oh, he won? Spousal support?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's fucked up.
Let's clap it up for Stevie J.
Yeah. We ain't got no drop on that. We need a drop on that.
Why the fuck? Y'all gonna make me knock all this shit over. Why are y'all clapping up for that man like he done did something for Faith? He ain't done but drag these bitches for years.
A man beat the system. A man beat the court system. Good job.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah,
I'm glad
too.
You said that.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, he got a ticket.
A man beat the court system. A black man beat the court system. Good job.
I wonder how he do it, though. Faith had to be on some bullshit.
And she was just up.
And she was giving him credit.
She had created a lifestyle that she now
had
to maintain.
But that wasn't even, like, here, I think you got to be married, like, what, 3 years before you can
get out of
home?
I think it's that Cali shit, ain't it?
What is he getting, you said?
Million.
A million
divided by 12 months.
Okay.
It's still a nice little bag.
It's a nice little check.
And I think she was giving him a car or some shit.
Yeah,
like
he had an allowance. Okay. Yeah, I'm saying, so... Michael Jordan does not approve of the relationship between his son and the loss of
Pete. He finally spoke out about that.
I told y'all. I knew that's how he felt.
A lot of people's mindset was that he was happy about that shit.
Why did they think that?
Man, Michael Jordan don't give a fuck about Scottie Pippen.
Oh, they
feel
like he was just doing it for revenge.
He done proved that. He don't give a fuck about that nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Scottie keep taking shots at Mike.
The same nigga who telling niggas I don't take pictures with niggas. Like, man, I'm gonna fuck about that shit.
Yeah.
He got
to I would hope he wouldn't be worried about him.
Could care less. But he looking at it like, I think you want more for your son. Like, that bitch done been all up and down the street, man. I want more for my son than that. I want you to chop her and goddamn walk away from her. I would have more respect for that.
She put that knock on him. I mean, shit, she was trained to go 7 days a week.
Yeah,
she gonna have to have a young nigga. Like, he did it.
But that let you know right there that Jordan can't stop his son from fucking with a motherfucker with all that money and shit he put behind. You ain't gonna better stop your kids from fucking who they want to fuck with.
Hell no. You can't stop your kids from doing nothing they want to do. It don't matter how you raise them. Yeah. I've already come to learn that.
Random question for you. Do you care if your daughter date outside her race? A white man. She brought a white boy home tomorrow. How you feeling?
Cool. She can date him. I don't think I would approve of a marriage.
I'm
gonna pull him to the side and say, but we done talked about this shit, man. What the fuck you doing?
Jealous racist, though.
How you feeling?
What the fuck you doing?
Say your son did a white chick. She bring you?
Well, my sons are, they constantly hear that all the time.
Yeah, I'm preaching that shit. Stay away from that shit.
But, yeah, that's funny. That's why I give you the good podcast.
They play sports? Shit.
Yeah, like hell. So
they're gonna run across it.
They run across it like hell. Mm-hmm. But I got them to they like scared as hell of drunk white girls.
They need
to be scared, son.
Hey, look.
They be scared of girls, period. Because it don't matter what color it is, you an athlete, they're going to track you.
So whenever they go like little pool parties, you know, I mean, these kids be drinking shit. But my kids are really, really athletes, right? Mm-hmm. So they look at the alcohol and weed and all that shit. Yeah.
It's messing up. Yeah.
It's going to mess up my game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I can't do it. But I remember my son, he called me, he said, buddy, white girl down here drunk. Now, I might think like 6'2", built, you know what I'm saying?
They ready.
He was like, but I'm scared. I said, leave. If they scan you like that, he said, because they all over me. He said, but this is not how they
doing.
He said, this is not how they act at school.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as, I don't want to put all my shit out here like this, but my girls, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm from the other side of Greenville. Well, I'm from Greenville, but I live on the other side of Greenville.
What the hell is the other side of Greenville?
Down Pickens. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's a bunch of it's all.
Ooh, I'm saying, that's all down there.
Right. That's how I was down there. So it's hard. That's why my boys, I really had to preach it to them, but
same.
But you had to do the same with your girls, because, as a matter of fact,
I didn't do that, and now what's...
They dating them?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so look. So watch this. Watch me be cordial. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm a fucking black supremacist. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to the show.
I'm with you.
Right. I'm a black supremacist. But at the same time, it ain't no money... It's really bad hating white people. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of energy to hate anyway.
Yeah.
Like, right. So you end up wasting a lot of energy trying to hate them. But at the same time, though, I'm just waiting on one little, you don't get, like I told her, I said, understand this. Because they don't want to come tell me no shit like that.
Because you're going to flip out.
Right. I'm a chill. I said, understand this. He 10 strikes in the negative.
Already.
Right
already.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's starting off in the red.
So he's starting off in the red.
To the black.
I said, so, you know, as you start telling me little stuff that he done, I might can take some shit off, right? You know what I'm saying? I can take shit off. But if he do one thing fucked up, he can't come back from that. Not with me.
Yeah.
So, now you're in a situation where... Well, you know how it is. You get grown. Well, you think you grown, but you know the world get to beating you up.
Facts.
Hey, but I need to come back home for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But I tell you one thing.
He ain't come.
Ever. No one knew my driveway. Visit. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, make your choice. Either you want to come home and stack this bread.
Or that.
You gotta figure it out.
And that is so crazy because one of my best friends, they're divorced now, but Dylan is Drinka. You probably know her because I know that many of y'all from Pickens. But she is from Pickens and she's married to a white man.
Yeah,
and
most of them are. But they say the reason they do that down there, I'm from Easley. I mean, that sounds a little bit better than Pickens. I mean, I live in Easley though.
I used to.
But they say reason why it's like that is because all the black people down there kin each other.
That's how it is where I'm from a little bit.
But you can go to Greenville and get your nigga.
And that's how all my family
My thing is, don't get yourself caught up with this girl gonna tell a lie on you. because she's scared of her daddy. That's why I'm against it.
Right.
Until you can boys. Better navigate it. Yeah. Until you can better navigate it. But right now,
The whole time he telling me, he telling that story about his son at the pool party. He told him to leave, right?
Yeah.
That shit could have went so many fucking ways. Like,
yeah.
He's like, you said, he's 6'2", he an athlete, he cut.
Daddy
all
come
the white
home.
Bitches
oh,
on
daddy,
him.
Oh, daddy, he raping me. He raping me.
You know what
me.
I'm saying? That shit could have turned to a nightmare, dog.
Right. But I don't put so much shit in his head to where it's like danger time. Might well have pistols on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Spidey sense going crazy. Like,
it's Spidey sense. That shit right. My daddy was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all we
and
want.
He called you. He was like, well, they wildin'. Like, they drinking, they wildin'.
Boy, get out of there. Get out of there. Because it's going to be, he brought the liquor, he got the weed. And you the last one to get to the party. Yeah. I bring anything.
Get on down there, man.
Because they scared of their parents, and they going to lie on you. Every time.
Starting point guard for Daniel Varsity. You know what I'm saying?
Good shit.
He should get our region this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really is that nigga. You know what I mean?
Daniel.
Yeah, we moved him to Daniel, yeah. Because just because it's a
was
good sports program.
Is that 4A or 5A?
No. Daniel is actually 3A.
3A. Yeah.
But you right down there beside Clemson. You know, they
eyes on him right then.
And they football.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's that's really, where Hop went, right? Hop went to Daniel, didn't he?
There's a lot of people. Shaq Lawson went to Daniel.
Yeah.
Pistol Pete Maverick went to Daniel.
Oh, fuck, I
didn't
know that.
Wow.
Damn, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
They got a big picture of his ass in the gym. Yeah.
That's what's up.
I didn't know this shit.
Drake with the pink fingernails. You rolling or not?
Man.
Explanation was he bite his nails.
He tried to blame.
Who did he blame
that
on? Was it Kodak or
Yachty?
Yachty.
Okay.
He's rolling Yachty heavy. Yachty is in his camp. Yachty do that shit, paint his nails.
This is the thing. A good clip coach can take care of this. Do the same thing. You don't need no pink nails, bro.
Yeah. You get, oh no.
I get a manicure, don't get me wrong. I get a manicure, but I'm not finna put no clear coat on my fucking nails.
They might have a clear coat.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
I've gotten a clear coat before. With a girl.
I was about 24, I was watching pimps like hell. And all the pimps had long, very manicured nails. And I had my shit long with a clear coat. Yeah. Well, no.
So you've got the clear coat?
No. I did not. I might got a clear coat once until I figured out they can buff your shit and make them shine.
Okay.
The same
way. You know what I'm saying?
I get a mani-pedi like no fucking problem.
No, I get pedicures all the time. Yeah.
As far as like any kind of necessity. Yeah.
But your feet are very important to you. You can't be on them. You can't operate.
Yeah.
So yeah, take care of your feet, nigga.
Only thing I don't like about that is, here we go again, back to the athletes. That's who I'm around all the goddamn time. You got 6'3", 6'4", 16-year-olds with full sets playing basketball. Oh, now these athletes.
When you say sets, what you mean?
I'm talking about full
color
like,
shit.
Well, it might just be black or some.
You've seen
like,
this. You've seen
oh, they've been painting them.
I've
now?
Seen this. No. They're not just painting them. They're going to get them done. But then they lying, talking about, nah, my mama did this or some shit like that.
No.
And that's why women cannot raise boys because them boys get to getting on their ass about they want to do something. And I think they give up and say, go ahead. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And this boy mama now. This is a, I hate to say that, but this is a mama and a daddy. Like, she is vicious on his ass.
Okay.
But some kind of way she gave in to him getting his nails done. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck?
We pick and choose our battles. As a mama, I'm going to say that because, like, I'm a mama and a daddy. Like, yeah, that's just what it is. But, yeah, we pick and choose our battles. So, if nails, fuck it. Like, Jayla, like, I really do.
Well, what if you got a son, are you going to say fuck it?
It depends on if I'm battling against.
Damn.
It depends on what else I'm battling against. Oh, I literally have to pick and choose what I'm going to put my energy. Like, that shit is draining.
This is a legitimate
like,
question.
You understand.
This is a legitimate question. What? Okay, so my son is 10. What? I know it's a time where a son needs to be around his father more so than the mother, right? What age is that?
I say 13 and up.
I got my son from my baby mom when he turned 13.
13.
Now he lived with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it was perfect. You right.
13.
Yeah.
What you saying?
He's always had him. So he don't know.
Whenever they want to come.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to get into the mathematics, at 7 years old, they start to understand you know what I'm saying, have a little bit of know-how. At 14, sometimes 7 plus 7, you start getting to the puberty.
I'm finna tell you, because he's 10, and he got a little hair on his nuts now.
Okay.
So I had that conversation with him Saturday.
Okay, but like, by the time he really get 14, though, yeah. Arms gonna get the really, well, that kid Arms be stinking early, yeah.
Yeah, that's all the shit they put in his food.
But by the time he turn 14, now they really, you know, feeling them, mm-hmm. you know, they really mm-hmm. thinking they need something. Mm-hmm. Like, they talking shit to their mama, you know what I'm saying?
He doing that. He attitude now, like.
But, you know, and
that's
and
when they really start smelling themselves.
Yeah.
Then you had Sel Motor at 21, you know what I mean, they out there in the world, you know what I'm saying? You know, just getting deep on some on the day's mathematics.
Gotcha.
You want to get into some of them standard topics?
What you had on there?
Let me tell y'all this, man. I appreciate what y'all got going on with the topics and stuff like that. And see, that's why I think we lack it. We just show up, man. 90% of the time, we just show up.
But it's not a lack.
It depends on what you're doing.
It's a strength because y'all got the chemistry. Y'all been together outside of the show.
Yeah.
So that's what make up for y'all right being able to freestyle.
I don't
like
talk
that.
These niggas outside of here. No, I'm just kidding. But no, but like literally for the come up for my interviews, that's what I do. I just show up. Yeah. Like I don't.
Do y'all ever have topics?
No, I can't stand that shit. He want topics every time, but me and Chris just kind of like.
What?
He prefers to send topics throughout
the week.
Topics.
Well, it made the show flow better. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you know, every now and then, see, you know, we
because sometimes you can go 20 minutes on something that you probably should have went 5 without a topic that got down.
Sometimes you go 5 on something that you should have went 20. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And see, that'd be our problem.
But what did I tell you? I said, y'all need to go longer.
Yeah, we need to
y'all
go longer.
Since y'all switched platforms, I guess, environments, y'all have been going longer, didn't it?
About 10 minutes, to me. 5-10 minutes.
You know yeah,
like,
a little bit.
I really feel like y'all could support an hour and a half to 2 hour
easy.
Show.
Yeah.
Hour and a half, easy.
Because
easy.
Sometimes I think by the time it gets to minute 50, y'all just really getting in y'all stride.
Yeah.
Because the last thing y'all always used to say, fear flagging us down. Fear right. flagging us down. I'm like, right. well, these niggas could have won another 20 on this shit, bro. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. You know what I mean?
The guests be done loosened up.
Now see, that be talking. The problem. The guests. They
take
don't loosen up.
To get them comfortable.
Right. By the time they figure out that, oh, these niggas cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They, you know what I'm saying? By the time they figure it out, it's time to go.
And they want
to
keep going.
And then we hit the roadcaster and cut the record button out. When can I come back? Mm. No, you just wasted your 40 minutes.
Okay, yeah,
agreed.
You just wasted your time.
Right, That's how I felt about one of our last guests, like, with fucking Glow. She was... a little nervous to start off with, you know what I'm saying?
You think so? I thought that was a good episode.
I thought it was a great episode.
It was a good episode, but you could tell she was a little nervous to start the show.
Oh, they giggling.
You know what I'm saying? She warmed up as the shit
I can't
progressed.
Be nervous around y'all.
I can't do it. You had on the list, which one is more dangerous, love or lust?
By size.
Straight to my size.
Good one.
Why the fuck is that straight to me?
It's female.
I would say lust because at that point you're in limbo. When I love somebody, like I truly love them, I can actually control my emotions. Lust, I'll be a little bit like, hold on, bitch, you delulu. Check yourself.
You said you're 34, 35?
Why is you
put me? I'm asking.
I'm 35.
You already said it, 35. So at this point in your life, which one has cost you the most already, love or lust?
Ooh. I don't think they really cost me anything. Everything I did was like less. I don't regret nothing. Everything was lesson learned. But love will cost more because, like I said, when I love you, I'm full throttle. Like, I done bought plenty of nigga re-ups. I done bought plenty of cars. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're a good girl then. You're a good girl.
I'm just saying. That's I ain't gonna shit. Do that for lust, but lust, I might show
up. Well, my girl
will
give me every dime in her pocket. I love this shit.
Yeah, like, if I
every
coming
dime
in, nigga,
pocket.
You getting half. If that's my nigga, that's what's going on.
What you think, Hell Mary? Love or lust? What's more dangerous?
I don't know. I'm just. I'm
you still like, oh, what's going on over here?
Hey, look. Hey, I appreciate you saying that, though, man, because I don't think women, you know, if you in love, it's a partnership now, right?
Yeah.
That's a partnership. So if you happen to bump into this lick and I need you.
Bless me.
Bless me. But same, you know, you got to.
I got the same energy.
Right. You got to feel the same energy. But I think lust for men is worse because that lust will have you
fucked up.
But it had you fucking up your money and all.
Making
just trying
super
to,
bad
trying
decision,
to chase. Bro. Hey man, I'm gonna say this: insecurity is worse than lust or love. Like,
you speaking from a man's standpoint, or you speaking from
a man.
I think standpoint. From a woman's too, because that brings a lot of drama and nagging into the relationship in the first place.
But see, an insecure woman, she just gonna keep popping top of her shit. Insecure man gonna get to follow you around. I'm talking about super like, insecure man. Get to being real dominant on your ass. Bitch, you ain't going nowhere. And he'll get to ride, get to fucking up his money. Worried about what you doing.
So what you got going on?
You know what I'm saying? Nigga go broke trying to chase a motherfucker around town.
How you calling?
I almost want to say they're equally as dangerous. Because love, no. I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like when love, if you really, really in love, you let your guard down. That's what love get dangerous, because you get comfortable. The routines, never supposed to get comfortable. The habits.
It's easier said than done.
So it's easier to be led astray, goddamn, when you're in love, because you don't let your guard down. You done picked up some weight. Like, you don't...
Happy weight with the car.
Yeah. The lust... It's 50-50. You can meet somebody who own that shit you own. We go our separate ways. But if you lusting and you trying to acquire, now you forgetting what's at home. You too busy goddamn on the mission.
Now, I was going to say it played more in the man favor because a man could pop something and, you know, he got an old lady. He can go knock a bitch down, be back on the couch with his old lady by 8 o'clock.
Not so only men can do that?
No, but that's what I'm about to say. Now the bitches are the new niggas. Like they doing the same shit.
I thought they were probably better. Sure we've been doing it.
It's just we're more popular.
In this city, it's more niggas
sharing girls than they know.
That's fact.
In this city,
I can remember fucking with married women, and they tell you, "I had to pull a double header by the other day."
You know what I'm saying?
Proud about it. Proud. Not proud.
Mad about the shit.
Yeah, they had to pull a double head.
I'm not even going that far. Somebody's going to take my periods on. Somebody's not getting some. Like, I'm not going that far. I don't got time. No, sir. I'm not sucking up two dicks. I'm not fucking up two dicks.
But see, this is the thing, though. You know, you little side piece, you know, you happy to get around him anytime you can. You know what I'm saying? But you go home, but your husband know your cycle. He knows what's going on.
I guarantee you I will put a tampon in. Like, I swear to God, I'm not.
Nigga know your period on.
I don't give a fuck it came on today. We got to put some ketchup on this bitch. I don't know what we need to do. But I'm not doing it. Like, no.
You ain't never pulled a double header?
Fuck no. I'm too scared. Like,
you never pulled a double header?
No. My mama and daddy. Okay. Like, both of them gone.
In 24 hours, you ain't never had two.
That's what I keep trying to tell y'all. Like, yes, I'm bite-sized, but I've always been green as hell. Like, I was a fucking geek.
Niggas have pulled triple header before.
Boy. Y'all are fucking disgusting.
Fucking tired as fuck.
Boy, can't do shit.
Friday, we put money on the table, nigga. Who gonna put the most bitches today?
What the fuck is wrong? See, no. I'm good.
Money on the wood, nigga. Serve some time. I'm goddamn taking that pot, boy. I'm gonna goddamn make something shake out here.
I'm gonna tell you, I did you, but shout out Pat Pat. Me and you, but Pat Pat did some shit like that one time. Well, I told her, I said, but I can go 7 girls for 7 days.
Goddamn right. Money on the wood. What's good?
I don't even like 7 people. Like, what?
I didn't like all 7 of them.
It's different now.
But no, 7 can't even be on that
now. But back then, like.
No, yeah, I'm talking about like 24.
Yeah, back 25. Then, you could really do that because, hell, half these girls was. Only them fuck 1 or 2, 3 people. You knew who the slutter butters was, but goddamn, for the most part, yeah, I'm spending time on the phone with 6, 7 girls in the course of a week.
Mm-hmm. I spent all my whole years in a relationship. Now I just know better.
You had this on the list. You are what you consume. Food, entertainment, all of the above.
That was for my man.
Okay, break it down.
Because you are what you consume. Your media that you watching subconsciously.
Question. Are you eating meat yet?
Yeah, I'm back.
You back.
I'm back. It's been 6 days.
Okay.
I had a cheat day, but I haven't been consistently eating meat. No.
Then why did you just say you back? I feel like
because I had
you
a cheat day. Yeah. Like I've eaten.
So meat. You're not back then.
Yeah, I'm exactly. Not had a cheat day. Yeah. I just had a cheat day. Yeah.
Okay. Now you can go ahead and answer. I just had to ask why we talking about what we're
consuming. But go ahead and say.
Just like what you consume, like because you know we be on what we put in our body, like you know the type of shit we watching, what we reading. You talked about that before we got on. And I just think a lot of this crazy shit going on with these kids is the music.
It's the music.
It's the music.
It's the music.
I think it's music and social media.
Slide, slide, exactly. Because ain't nobody taking no ass kicking in the goddamn social media phase.
Let me ask you this, though. You don't... I'm going to take it a step deeper. It's food and everything else, too, though.
Yeah.
It's, you know, some of the bread diet and all that stuff.
They say the poison's in the food.
Yeah.
Now, I don't eat meat.
At all.
At all.
I can't afford to not eat meat.
I gave up fish. Yeah, you can, because I just had a little bean soup. They got plenty of protein right before I came over here. You know what I'm saying? That shit, my old lady don't figure out how to cook everything without meat. And
okay, she on it too.
She
on it too.
She got no choice.
Gotcha.
My 14-year-old said this: y'all making us not eat meat because
so
they're
the same way.
Nah, they're not really on it, but it just ain't as much meat
it's
in the house.
It's not accessible.
Yeah.
They got it cooking.
Gotcha.
Right. Sit down and eat.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, you are what you consume, and once you do give up that meat, you can't give it up.
Yeah, it's easy to give up.
Well, I mean, I'm a picky eater already. Like, I don't eat eggs, I don't eat seafood, I don't like milk. Like, I just don't eat a lot of shit.
And I learned my lesson.
Well, that's good.
After I had the cheat day, I learned my lesson because I felt dirty again.
I don't like bananas, so I'm really going to have to be drinking like straight Boost and protein shakes. Real quick,
why it's on my mind? Why I got you here? You saying that meat is worse than smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
You saying that meat is worse?
I think that's... Meat
is bad for you, bro.
Hold on.
Time it make you think chicken is great. Chicken is the worst one.
I'm not arguing with...
I'm trying to get information.
Okay. Understand that when you use an adjective such as worst, right, meaning all of it's bad in that category is bad.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm saying worse, though.
Right.
So, understand this. Cigarettes are fucking horrible. Meat is worse.
Okay. I'm thinking that cigarettes is more of a slower deterioration than...
Because that's what you've been trained to.
Am I wrong in thinking
that? I think it's the same deterioration, but I think meat affects more places than cigarettes. Like, cigarettes don't fuck with your lungs.
That's it.
Like, meat's going through your digestive tract, all of that stuff. Like, and then, like, red meat is, I mean, it does, it's nasty. Like, it takes a very long time to digest.
To break down, yeah.
Like,
yep.
In the summer, I've never been, like, vegan or none of that. But, like, in the summer, I do notice I eat less meat. Like, I eat mainly salad, soup, subs, stuff like that. And I feel lighter. I feel better. It's just different.
And in the summertime, black people are all going to feel better because we sun people.
Yeah. You know, vitamin D.
Six.
But the thing is, I don't know for you, but for me, I felt clean.
Definitely.
I felt clean.
And the reason why you feel clean
is fuck. Like,
and the reason why you feel clean because that gut health.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We went the initial 60. Right.
The cheat day was because we made our goal.
Yeah.
So you did it with somebody.
Yeah.
Do you think that makes it easier?
Yeah, but like he said, eventually you're going to have to get in line because I ain't going to eat that shit, so why are you cooking?
Right.
So
understand this, right? Okay, you smoking that cigarette, right? That shit going, that's fucking with your lungs, okay? But you eating that steak, that big-ass cowboy or...
Porterhouse.
Good old ribeye.
What's a tomahawk?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Stay in you for years.
The tomahawk you ate 2 years ago is still there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, but think about if you left a tomahawk steak sitting right there on the ground for 2 years, what it's gonna look like?
It's gonna be fucking rotten.
That's what's festering in you right now.
That's what you're saying.
Okay.
I'm looking at it from all angles. I'm thinking like the cigarette is like you smoking that shit. It's all kind of chemicals. All kind of XYZ.
And it's also chemicals in the meat too, though.
True.
Yeah. It's also chemicals
in the food.
Yeah. You can stop smoking tomorrow,
and your lungs will start
to heal.
Brightening up.
They start healing themselves.
Right.
But that me.
Well, I'm talking to Nard. Like, yeah, I'm like, yo, like, cause I heard the conversation. You know, the episode. I'm like,
yeah, with Clint. Yeah.
You know,
good episode,
like,
too.
One,
go check it out, y'all.
Just like, which one is really worse? Like, break it down. So,
yeah.
I just look at that blood pressure, man. When he started talking about that, and that's what they try and put all people on, I like,
and
bro,
see, okay, now.
I'm gonna try this shit.
Okay, now you're gonna make me tell the testimony now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I quit eating meat because of a nigga who came on our show.
Clint. Okay.
And the way Clint kind of broke that shit down, it was just making so much sense to me. Okay, I'm a nigga that they put on blood pressure meds at 22. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just eat unhealthy or
something? No. I was having migraines. That's why I hate the fucking doctors.
So, they just overdiagnosed?
I'm having migraines, and y'all motherfucker worry about my blood pressure. Like, man, motherfucker, my head hurt. Yeah, fix
that
shit.
That's where the extra increase to your blood pressure is coming from.
Exactly.
From the fucking headache.
From the fucking headache. Okay, yeah. So, you know, I'm fighting that shit. I'm 23, man. I'm out here, man. I ain't want no goddamn taking no pills every day. What the fuck is that? But anyway, you know, my head hurts so bad, I'm willing to do anything at this point.
Stop
I don't
it.
I'm going out of. But either way, though, every time I go to the doctor, they say my blood pressure high. Right? I'm like, damn. Like, I'm taking the pills. Okay. I even went on a fucking health kick. To where I was 6-pack. You know about that shit? I went 6-pack, running 5Ks, you know what I'm saying? I'm going crazy. I go to the doctors, but your blood pressure's still high. You still got to stay on the pill. But I'm picture of health.
Yeah.
Straight white meat, egg whites, you know what I'm saying? No bread. But I'm picture of health. But I'm talking about, I was 33 years old with a fucking 6-pack. Never had one my whole life.
Wow.
Okay. So, fast forward to right now, right? My boys got a tournament out of town. We on the way back. We come back from Rock Hill. And my wrist just started hurting for no fucking reason at all. I'm talking about that bitch with haywire on him. I couldn't even grab the steering wheel. Me and my boys having a good conversation. I got an attitude with him.
You in so much fucking pain.
Yeah. I'm telling them, like, man, shut up. Why y'all talk so much? But I know they like, damn, nigga, you were just talking rugby to us. Like, what the fuck wrong with you? Okay, it's hurting so bad. Now I can't go to work Monday. I'm like, man, what the fuck going on in my rear? I go to the doctor. They say gout. What they call it? You for acid?
Sulfuric acid.
Yeah, some shit like, yeah, mm-hmm. Whatever.
I got gout, which is me.
But no. It's joints.
It's joints.
Yeah. So I go to the doctor. My mama. Here I am, 43 years old. My mama still got them going up there with me. Because, you know, I don't want to go. Because if I do go, they going to talk about my blood pressure high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I walked in there. My blood pressure was the best I seen in 20 years. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on? I'm like, well, my blood pressure is good. You know what I'm saying? And the doctor coming in, she say this. She said, you got gout in you. You know, that's gout, right? She said, you got to stop eating. You know, you got to chill out on the red meat.
Yeah.
So I ain't ate no red. At that particular point, I ain't ate no red meat in like 2.5 months. So I ain't no red meat in 2.5 months. She said, well, you got to get off shellfish.
So now
you're
just switching shit up?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You don't know. Understand this. They are practicing. They are practicing. When I was having those migraines, I used to be so mad with them. I used to say this. I used to walk in there and not say shit. Say this. Y'all figure it out. I said, veterinarian got to figure it out. Yeah. Y'all can't fucking talk to you. Y'all tell me what's wrong with me, motherfucker. Like, I'm sick of y'all shit. But anyway, she said, quit eating shellfish. I said, I don't eat shellfish. I don't eat shellfish. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She said, darn, it's the blood pressure medicine causing it then. Wow. And she took me off the shit.
You were still taking it. Your blood pressure wasn't high no more.
It wasn't high no more.
20 years.
Because I quit eating the meat. So if y'all would have told me to quit eating meat 20 years ago,
I'd have never need to be on this shit.
I would never need to be on this shit.
I'm telling what type
that
of long
wasn't around
time 20,
that vegan stuff wasn't around back
it
then.
It wasn't around then. But so in my mind, it ain't nobody that can make me eat meat now. You see what I'm saying? Because now I got a testimony behind it. Yeah. It's don't heal me.
Dope as fuck. Has your wife cut the whole? Has she cut meat out all the way?
All the way. We quit. I'm gonna be honest with you. We didn't quit fish till like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. See, I don't even eat seafood.
Yeah, we quit fish about
like
3 weeks ago.
I eat the fuck out of salmon.
I be trying, but to figure out,
it
don't taste like nothing to me.
The thing is you get appreciation for vegetables.
Boy, you love them.
Boy, I love them.
But you
what's
love
your favorite vegetable?
I would never eat pinto beans growing up.
I'm going to tell you how much I'm on this shit. I'm going to get it at. We just purchased a $550 juicer.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's how serious our shit done went. We had a little $60 juicer. It was, you know, it was doing... Yeah.
Talk
it was
doing, now.
It was okay.
But we had to go, you know what I mean?
Big boy.
Big boy. But what you just ask me?
What's your favorite veggie?
That's a good ass question. I guess I'm gonna say kale right now.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna say squash.
I love squash.
I could have said it.
Yeah, I love squash.
I love fucking carrots a lot. I love carrots.
I heard carrots were fake.
I like glazed carrots with the honey glaze on them, but just regular carrots, it's rough. But I like, I love grilled vegetables. Vegetables off that grill is just something to them, but they're amazing.
Nigga, like, I tried to make a, you know, I'm a grill. You know, I'm a grill ass nigga. But you know, my family was like, man, you don't grill no more since you couldn't eat meat. So I was like, fuck it, we gonna set the grill up. Yeah, I mean, I cooked some chicken, burgers and shit, but my old lady, she goddamn chopped up some mushroom, smashed some chickpeas, and made the burger. But see, we don't know what the fuck we doing, though. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're doing.
TikTok. Experiment.
I'm telling you, TikTok and Pinterest.
That's where we got it from. Oh, okay, but at the end of the day, that shit don't really work exactly like that. Like, that TikTok is a small little piece of time.
It's trials and tribulations. That's just the start.
I cooked that bitch on the cast iron on the grill. I put the cast iron pan on the grill, tried to cook that shit. That motherfucker was soft, sticking to the goddamn pan.
Gotcha.
I got the crowd watching. You know how niggas be watching nigga on the grill, you know what I'm saying? They're like, but I don't want one of them. I'm like, I don't either. Shit look nasty as hell. You know what I mean? I don't want one. But we took the last one, added a little more flour, made it a little more
firmer.
Yeah, a little more firmer. Cooked it in the house. Cooked it in the house.
Versus the grill. It might have just been cooking too fast.
So we had four burgers. Three of them we had to throw away. And I got the one. And that bitch was on fire.
Okay. So you know what to do now.
I know what to do next time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you spent $10 on mushrooms. You spend another $5 on chickpeas. And
money going out the door.
You waste a lot of money when
it's
you first clean meat.
To eat healthy.
Yeah,
it's always good.
Everybody thinks I'm saving money by not buying meat, but I'm like, now I'm picking it up in fruits
it's the same
and vegetables.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't find a motherfucker. Hey, shout out to Winslet's. We don't find a motherfucker who don't know how to wrangle the produce. Mm-hmm. We don't win 2 days in a row. Ass of shit. We spent $40 on that motherfucker. I said, boy, we got to keep going when she working because she'll know what the fuck
she doing. She'll try to get you through.
That's crazy.
Well, shit, I mean, boys and men, we done about got to the end of the road. Anybody got anything we got to add? Because, I mean, we ain't got no time.
I'm on this black woman shit, so I want to say this. I said this when Fur came on. When you come from it, we forget that we come from it. I'm on this black woman lifting up the black woman shit. You know what I'm saying? Once men fuck a girl, you know, they automatically turn into... You know, they can turn into trash, you know what I'm saying? Depending on what you're doing out here.
Yeah, right.
Depending on how you
can go savage real quick.
Right, you can go savage real quick. But don't forget that you come from it. You see what I'm saying? So let's... I'm a black supremacist, man. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit more respect to the black woman.
Let's show a little more respect to the black woman, man.
I dig.
Because without them, nobody... I mean, without them, none of us are here, right?
You got a name from a woman. I came from a woman.
And I'm going to be devil's advocate and say, ladies, require it. Okay. Because y'all make it harder for us out here for the ones that y'all require. Because they coming over here to me, and I'm raising the bar.
Yeah,
because
you keep giving it away, it loses value real quick.
Hail Mary, plug your podcast, man, whatever you got going, man.
Hey, man, this is your Hail Mary Talk is Talk podcast on Instagram. This is Noah's job, man. but, man, come on there and fuck with us, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really got a real structure with our podcast, but like they say, we've been hanging, you know what I'm saying, 25 years, so it's a...
Synergy.
Yeah. It's a real synergy to where we can just feed off each other and we know how we, you know what I'm saying, we know how the other one gonna talk and shit like that. But a girl asked me at the club, she said, what y'all talk about? I hate when people ask me that,
everything.
Right?
Everything. I don't know, whatever come up.
And see, I say everything, but I said this to the girl and I see I got her attention like hell. And she see me again the next week and she was like, boy, y'all lit. Okay, I said this, I said, we had a girl on there for a transgender advocate.
For Pride Month?
No, that was my cousin. She's a transgender.
Tour, yeah. She said take the pictures too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we had a transgender advocate, right? I said, but we also had a lady on there that had a corkscrew stuck in her pussy. You know what I'm saying? I said, so you can get... Yeah, it's a wide range. You know, so you don't never know what you're going to get. So, Talk Podcast, you can follow us on all platforms and you can listen to us anywhere. We on YouTube, not heavy. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got fuck with. And let me say this for my boy Noah. Noah is mad as fuck that y'all ain't on YouTube. I don't know if he told me. But he is mad. But he wants y'all on YouTube so bad.
We on YouTube. We got like 11 episodes up.
I was gonna say he just started it when we.
Oh, okay. Yo, he asked me about the video. Yeah. He was like, "Why the fuck?" Yeah, he told me.
Because we ain't been doing it since the old studio up there in Cottonsville. Okay. But
He liked the video.
I'm audio.
Yeah, I'm audio nigga myself. But yeah, you know. But anyway. I appreciate y'all having me, though.
Oh, most definitely. We was ready for you to come through here. Goddamn, we got what we looking for today. We got a nice episode. Yeah. Y'all go better check it out. Carter, where can they find you online?
Only the number one _ Carter. Instagram, Twitter, current call Carter on IG. Follow me.
Bite Size?
_ Bite Size on Instagram. _ Bite Size. _ on Twitter. And that's all y'all need. Oh, yeah. Come Up Radio Station. New interview dropping tonight. Fun fact. I got paid for that interview, y'all.
Hey, okay. Nice.
That was your first paid interview?
Yeah, like he literally stopped me mid-conversation. He was like, I like this. I'm going to pay you.
Congrats. Yeah. Congrats. Wrong with
that. Damn, your teeth clean and perfect as hell. Like, damn, like she ain't got, her shit is, you just got a clean recent?
No.
Okay.
My bad. I'm due for a cleaning. No, but I've been thinking about doing it.
You don't need them.
You don't need them.
There you go.
Yeah, you can find us on IG at Stars Atmosphere, same on Twitter. You can find me at TrapStar1 on Twitter, at the Star Baby on IG. That's that Luna goddamn doing what it do. We're going to let Nuno Brown take us home. Peace.
We out.
Bye. Till death.